Hey guys, welcome back to Talks with Maria. In episode 135, we are talking about emotional mastery for business building and how your inner landscape really determines how well you execute in business. Please remember to check out Confident Business Women's Academy, where I teach you how to make money doing what you love. All right, let's begin. Happy, happy end of March. End of March meaning we are ending quarter one. And quarter one usually represents where you're at in your business. At least the results do. So where are you at in your business? How many clients have you been able to sign on? How many people and leads have you been talking about your services and how you can help them? Do you even have a system that you are following so you can have a pipeline filled of people to support? You know, I remember when I first started my business, I didn't even take a look. I didn't really know what to look at to see, okay, am I being successful? Am I doing the right things? Am I focusing on the right things? I had no clue, like the roadmap, the blueprint, the strategy. I didn't know how to look at my results to see if it was working. All I knew was that I was doing so much stuff that I felt overwhelmed. I felt like I was running in place. You know, when you're on a treadmill, you're just running. You're exerting all this energy, but you're still on the same fucking treadmill. You're running on the fucking treadmill. You know, and I think a lot of business owners in the beginning of all of this, they go into it with so much excitement and enthusiasm for going into their passion, owning it, sharing it with their community, friends and family, and their current network. But they don't realize the actual work required to convert all of this effort into financial income, right? So what does that even look like? Well, number one, I want to share with you, in order for you to really know what it is that you're working towards, you need to know what your end of year goal is. So at the end of 2021, what is your goal? What is your financial goal? And how does that look like for you? So let's say you're a new business owner and you want to just break through having a six-figure business. That means you want to make more or $100,000 or more at the end of this year. That means that's your mark, right? That's what you need to work towards. Now that you know what that looks like, what is it that you are selling? What is it? What's the price point? And how many of these things do you need to sell to make $100,000, right? And that's literally it. It's so simple. It's like, okay, what is it that I need to make? What is it that I'm selling? And how many of these things do I need to sell to reach that target goal? Super easy, super simple if you think about it. But a lot of us don't necessarily know what our services even look like, what the capacity of our services are, how long is it rendered, what's the deliverability, what are the results we can get our clients to have. You know, there's so many things. Even the positioning of your business, like who are your competitors? What does your marketplace look like? You know, what are other people doing it and how can you do it better? And what are the price points that people are offering their services to the market? What does that look like? So if you don't have any of information on this, that means you got to do a lot of work. You got to look at what's going on in the marketplace. What are you looking to render? And what can you do better than your competitors? You know, I think I've had a really cool shift in my business where spirituality is like a really big factor in how I attract my clients and how I do my own business and my own methods and strategies, because it's all centered around spirituality strategies. You know, a lot of this is the unseen work before you actually work on the masculine, like, for example, putting in a sales funnel, you know, putting in those masculine things. You actually need to work on your spirituality, that unseen part of you and the unseen part of your business, right? So even though we just got clear on, all right, Maria, I know what my 2021 goal is, my financial goal. I know what I'm selling and I know what my price point is and I know what that equals, right? And I know how many clients I need to sign on. But there is the unseen part in how you show up and your ability to execute all of this, right? Because I can give you a blueprint and I can give you strategies and a roadmap that works for many of my clients, including myself. But if you don't have the unseen part, your emotional state, your inner landscape, the way you show up in your strategies and how you really convey your message and how you talk to people, if you really don't have that down yet and you don't even really know yourself, it's really, 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 really hard to convey this successfully in the marketplace and to the leads that you currently have. You're not going to be able to do it easily. It's going to be an uphill battle for you. And that's the thing with all of this, right? And a lot of courses and programs I notice are all centered around strategy and roadmap and, you know, putting in some templates and plug and play situations. When you really got to work on yourself, you really got to get to know who you are. You really need to understand your darkness, your inner demons that you still need to slay and help heal and create that really like powerful mend between who you are versus your ego. Right? Because I think a lot of us don't necessarily know the difference yet. The difference between our ego and the difference between our higher selves, that spiritual self, that loving and compassionate person who just trusts that things are going to happen in divine timing. And once you figure out what that looks like, the ego versus the higher self, you can really execute all of the strategies effectively, and you can really convert your current business that you have into a highly profitable six-figure business. So, you know, I think I said number one, two, and three just now without even really numbering them, but you get my point, you know, and a lot of people always go into all of this not necessarily knowing that they have to look inside, they have to heal themselves, they have to really work on themselves beyond implementing some plug and play templates, you know, plug and play strategies. You need to really know how to convey who you are and how to convey your audience's problems so it really lands for them, and that you're just not this person who just a pop-up business who came out of nowhere and is kind of almost copying everybody else. You know, there's a ton of coaches now, and how to make a difference in your community is to develop that authentic realness of who you are, right? And you get to attract those who are the same as you so that you can really land for those people. You know, one of my clients had told me, Maria, how did you see that so much in me? Or how did you spot that so much or so quickly? Like, how were you able to just look at that? Like, she told me something happened and she kind of was like, this didn't work out. The strategy call didn't work out because this happened and these were the things. And I just spotted exactly why, you know, the strategy call was doomed from the beginning. And she asked me, how do you know that so quickly? And how come I didn't get to see it? How come I didn't see that? And I go, number one, because you're too close to it, right? You're in it. You're playing the game. Number two, I see it because I used to do the same thing. I used to make the same mistakes. I used to care so much about what other people thought of me that I can see quickly when my clients do that. I can spot it and I can say, we got to change that because that's not going to work for you. It's not going to make you happy. That's why you feel unfulfilled. That's why you feel unaligned, because you're copying other people, you're doing other people's stuff that doesn't align with you, and you think that's the way to go. However, your intuition is telling you otherwise. So, you know, I can't be an effective coach if I don't know who I am. That's why they say, you know, all you got to do is know yourself so well so that, like, really dig into who you are. Because once you dig into who you are and accept that, it's easy for you to have real relationships with other people. And it's easy for you to be a service provider that has a strong foundation, because you have a strong foundation for yourself. We're all connected, right? We all have the same shit. We all want to be loved. We all want to be accepted. We all want to be wealthy. We all want to be popular. You know, as much as it's kind of like, now it's like, oh, I want to be unique and I don't want to be like the in crowd. I want to be different. But really, we want to be different because we want to be accepted. We want to be accepted for our uniqueness. You know, we want to be accepted. It's like that one guy with like a nub for an arm, and he works so hard to like complete a marathon and gets to go to the Olympics, and he gets so much recognition because he isn't a full body individual. He has a disability and he was able to work beyond that. He really wanted to be recognized for his uniqueness. You know, we all want to have the same thing. So once we know ourselves on the real, beyond the facade, beyond the lashes, the fake nails, the fucking hair, the makeup, the fucking clothes, beyond the branding, beyond the fucking templates, beyond our color scheme, beyond whatever our bio says, beyond all of that, the core of who we are, if we know that, the core of who we are, we can stand for other people who don't know how to do it for themselves yet. And that's so powerful. And that's how come I can do it. You know, guys, I'm not perfect. I'm not saying I've totally healed myself. I still get into it with my dude. I still find myself getting super irritated with my kids, you know, and I'm still the same normal me in real life, right? But anytime I'm in that space of how do I show up for my clients, I show up for them the way I would show up for myself. You know, I hold myself accountable. I reflect on things. I take honest account for what happened so that I can make changes in my own life and in my own business. And how I do that is total, complete honesty with the shitty person I can be sometimes, the selfishness that I have sometimes, the lovingness that I totally have sometimes, the bitchiness that I can totally be sometimes, you know, fully accepting all aspects of who you are. The darkness, the lightness, and everything in between helps you become that person. You know, so anytime you feel like I'm such a bad person, or anytime you judge yourself, any of that reflects in how you show up for your clients, right? So love up on yourself. If you catch yourself thinking shit that's like terrible, call it out. Damn, I'm a bitch. What's wrong with me? Right? Like, am I having an off day? You know, and when you realize all we gotta be is compassionate with ourselves, really just being like, oh, I'm just being a hater. You know, I know that she's got her own thing, or he's doing his own thing. I was so jealous the other night. We went on a date night, and I'm a roulette girl. I like playing roulette. I like to do my numbers. I have like 6 or 7 numbers, and it's all of like my loved ones' birthdays. And anytime it hits, I'm like, yeah, you know, like I knew my daughter was good luck, or I knew my birthday was good luck, or whatever the fuck, right? But guys, I don't win ever. Maybe the most I've won is like $100 on roulette. And guys, I spend way more than that whenever it's date night with me and my dude. And so the other night, my dude doesn't gamble. He used to gamble before, like, we had a family. He used to, like, he loved blackjack, and I think he, like, killed it on blackjack, like, kind of making, like, lots of money on blackjack. And then he kind of just got over it for some reason. I think he really prioritized being a dad and, like, putting that in the forefront of everything. So last night, the other night, I got to see him really kill it on blackjack. He put $100 down, and all he did was like, he did these hand gestures, and it's like pass, like I guess you get a card or you don't get a card, right? Because you want to get 21 on blackjack. And all he did was just flip his fingers around. Literally, all he did was flip his fingers around, and then he would make a gesture, and it was like big card, right? Like his gesture was big card, right? And I clown on him ever since then because it was so funny. I've never seen him do that. But this guy came out with at least $2,000 on blackjack, and we spent 10 minutes on the table, and all he did was flip his fingers around and say big card a few times. And this motherfucker was like, he came out with some money, right? Like substantial money for me to be like, damn, I'm playing the wrong game. And I got jealous. I was like, yo, I do all this shit. I do so much, like, you know, and I connect to the light when I do my roulette. I bless the numbers. You know, I do all this, like, my numbers are my lucky numbers, you know, and I do all of these chips. And then when you play roulette, it's kind of like this huge hurrah, right? You get these chips, you got to put them down on the table, you know, and you got to, like, you almost have, there's a synergy because there's people on the table. It's not just you a lot of the times. And here this guy comes just easily and effortlessly making all this money with just a swift of the hand and like these silly phrases saying big card. And I looked at him and I was like, I'm so irritated and I'm so jealous and I'm so mad that I've been wasting my years on roulette when I could have been here killing it on blackjack. Mind you, he has a whole strat. He's been doing this forever. He told me that, you know, years ago he was killing it before we had a family. He was making a ton of money on blackjack and he just stopped, right? And I could have been more like, yo, you better give me some of that money, right? Or you better, like, get me something, you know, be like that, what's the word? Shit, I can't even think of the word. The word where it's like you expect things from people. Entitled. I could have been entitled, right? I could have been that entitled wife. And I saw myself going there, and I saw myself like being funny, hating a little bit, you know, clowning him on his like little finger gesture because it was kind of funny. And then his words and just almost like being like a little hater on him, right? But then at the same breath, it's like, that's just on me. That's on me for not having the strategy down for roulette, right? That's on me for not knowing the probabilities of black and red. That's on me for not having the probability of how many times could I actually land on one of the numbers out of 1 to 36. That's on me for not having a strategy and actually looking into research. And while he here has a strategy, he knows that, you know, after there's 21 deck thingies in the card. I have no clue, guys. But, you know, he has a strategy. Like, there's this thing that he does where in his head he's counting. There's some sort of formula that he does. And he easily called it forth years later. And the other night, he just put that shit into play. And he came out with, like, all this money. You know, and the point of what I'm saying here is that we all have our shit. You know, we all can be jealous. We all can be, woe is me. Like, I shouldn't be going through this. I don't deserve this. You know, all of this. But really, it's really full accountability. How did I attract this? How did I make this happen? How do I constantly blame people for my results? How do I exude a level of energy of entitlement? You know, how do I feel about my family and how shitty they can be and how I bring it back to them? And I almost validate the reason why I'm shitty to them is because they're shitty to me. You know, there was a time where I used to be that way with my sisters. I used to be like, well, they don't care about me. As long as they, you know, they get their way with me, then they want to talk to me. If I don't listen to them, then they don't want to talk to me. So it's almost like a, I don't want to be loving or nice to them because they just want something from me, right? When really now, like the person I am now, it's amazing. Like the person I am now is, what do you want? Like, how can I help you? Like, how can I be with you so you can mend something, you can feel better about yourself, you can feel better about your situation. Like, who can I be for you, right? And being able to access that and be that for people is, I think, the biggest healing in my own life. You know, because there was a time where it's like, fuck you. You can go the fuck away. Just because you're older than me doesn't mean I get to listen to you. You have shitty ass results, right? I used to be like, how are they going to give me relationship advice when they've gotten 2 divorces, fucking breakups, going out like you're 21 when you're 45? You know, I used to judge them for that. Now it's like, who can I be for you in our conversations so you know that I love you, I accept you, and I forgive you for all of the things that we've fought over? Right? Like, isn't that such a shift in, like, your thought process when you think that way? Having more compassion for people, understanding that we're all connected, understanding that the shit they're gonna go through is, if I don't change my ways, I'm gonna go through the same shit. You know, and being judgmental versus being compassionate, I think, is such a different outlook in life, and it reverberates a different energy that can either paralyze you in your life or can free you from all of the things that weigh you down. And business is that. Like, you know, the business I have is that it's really freed me from a lot of the things that I used to validate as to why shit was the way it was. Now it's kind of like, I'm so much more freer. I can see life in a different component, different aspects, different ways. So what's the point here? The point is that if you are going into any program, I am in the car wash, so that's why you hear that. If you're going into any program, if you are going into a business program or even a program that is like helping you create more abundance or wealth or manifesting, all of that, you always have to take a look at how you are being in your life, who you are being in your life, and how to really fully execute the strategies, not only through how they're showing you, but also how are you handling it? How are you emotionally handling it, mentally handling it? Okay, guys, All right, this is kind of too much for me to do and finish this episode in the car wash. But I do want to send you guys all my love. Have an amazing end of the year, end of the month. There's two more days to the end of the month. So kill it with your amazing manifesting results, because a lot of the times the crazy results come towards the end of the month, because you know it is time. Your time is kind of like being placed on a pressure cooker, right? So kill it. Manifest like crazy. I can't wait to hear what you guys come up with. Have an amazing day. If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.